If I knew what I know now then, way back when we first met, I'd point to the sunset and say, I drew that for you. Every now and then you can catch it wrinkling in the rain. See, I can talk a good game from the stage, but if you want to gauge romantic things said while we're messing up the bed, the best I can give you is, oh my God, we're totally humping. Regardless, there's something beautiful about stating the obvious. All of us do it in those moments when we can't believe it, we have to say it. It's like pinching yourself to make sure you're awake. Take, for example, something as simple as touching someone. We so often say, you're so soft. And the person that touched them last may have said it for the 28th time, but today, I'm number 29. And I'm not saying it for her benefit, I'm saying it for mine. Because there's almost 7 billion people in the world, half of which are men, and when the number of them is 3.5 billion, pretty fucking cool that I was number 29. Once upon a time, I was first in line for a girl with freckles and strawberry blonde hair. We loved like an electric chair, hooked up to a nuclear power plant and plugged into the sun. And everything we did had never been done. I woke up with a smile the next morning that told the world, I'm number one. I think of her more often than sometimes. And if she ever hears this, I want her to know that our first kiss tasted like pepper. I met her on June 27th. That year was Yellowknife's first day of continual light. And despite the sun not setting that night, we each went home alone. Even though our parents told us to be home before dark, we could have stayed out for weeks. Could have watched the way the sun leaks like liquid over the horizon, casting shadows in all the right places of a bargain bin where love was 75% off and we were collectively 25 cents away from forever. There are times in the north when the sun never sets. And it gets confusing when we ask ourselves questions like, is it too late? Early. More often than sometimes, we didn't care. We loved like two games of solitaire waiting to be played by one another. Her mother once asked me, do you love her? And I told her if there were 1 million teachers breathing down my neck telling me that the answer is no, I would say yes. I guess that was enough for her. Cause that girl's father palmed me a condom and wished me a happy birthday. Even now, there's no way to tell. Was that awkward or creepy? We loved like two hitmen hell-bent on assassinating regret. Her orgasm, a wet gremlin multiplying itself into another. Her younger brother knocked on the door asking, what are you guys doing in there? And somewhere amid the awesome and the amazing, we replied in unison, studying. And technically we were. I wrote notes on her skin in flesh-toned permanent ink that would sink and set inside as I tried to underline the important parts of her. Button, birthmark, collarbone. Wrote notes explaining that hers felt like silk stretched over stone. I said, you're so soft. She smiled and said, duh. Followed by, my belly button is not an erogenous zone. And I said, I hate that word. And she said, which one? And I said, erogenous. I told her there's beauty in the obvious. And your belly button, that's where you started. That's where cells divided and grew into you. So let me do what students do best. You can test me later. Right now, let me study. She smiled and said, you're lucky. This is a take-home test, boy. I think of the beauty in the obvious. The way it forces us to admit how it exists. The way it insists on being pointed out like a bloody nose. Or how every time it snows, there's always someone around to say, it's snowing. But the obvious isn't showing up. It's simply reminding us that time passes. And somewhere along the way, we must grow up. Not perfect, but up and out. It teaches us something about time. That we're all ticking and talking, walking the fine line between days and weeks. As if each second speaks of years and each month has years, listening to forever but never hearing anything beyond centuries swallowed up by millenniums. As if time was calculating the sums needed to fill the empty belly of eternity, we so seldom understand each other. But if understanding is neither here nor there and the universe is infinite, then understand that no matter where we go, we will always be smack dab in the middle of nowhere. All we can do is share some piece of ourselves and hope that it's remembered. Hope that we meant something to someone. My chest is a cannon that I have used to take aim and shoot my heart upon this world. I love the way an uncurled fist becomes a hand again. Because when I take notes, I needed to underline the important parts of you. Sad. Lovely. battle cry ballistic like a disaster in lipstick, earthquaking and taking out the monuments of all my hollow yesterdays. We'll always have the obvious. It reminds us who and where we are. It lives like a heart shaped like a jar that we hand to others and ask, can you open this for me? We always get the same answer. Not without breaking it. More often than sometimes. I say go.